The following program is made possible by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries. Thank you for changing the world.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is my final day in a series that I've been doing for 4 weeks talking about discipleship evangelism. This is something that God spoke into my life over 40 years ago. It has given direction to me, and I've been following this. This is the reason I became a teacher. It's the reason I teach in series. I try and establish people, but, you know, it has just evolved over the years. And we are getting more and more into discipleship. In 1994 is when the Lord spoke to me in 93, but in 94 is when we opened up our Charis Bible College and we started making disciples. I mean, an intense 2-year program where we just poured our lives into people, and the results have been tremendous. I mean, people are going out and changing entire nations. And I've seen the benefit of it, and that has even strengthened me in my desire to make disciples. And anyway, it's a long story, but over this year, I'd say the last 8 to 12 months, the Lord has just been showing me that this really is what it's all about. It's not just getting a person blessed. It's not just about praying for a person and seeing them healed, even though all of those things are wonderful, and I still do those things myself. But the Lord has just told me that I need to pour my whole life into making disciples. And so that's what I've been talking about for the last 4 weeks. If you've missed any of this, I encourage you to please get the materials. I not only have a new teaching entitled Discipleship Evangelism, and there's 4 CDs, 4 DVDs in our teaching, but we also have these books, these materials. We have a number of different discipleship tools. And this discipleship tool right here has been used in Africa to reach 500,000 people, I think, right now are going through this. And it's tremendous. It has a CD-ROM in the front where you can print out all of these questions, and it's meant so that you could lead studies and everybody could have their own copy of these things. We have discipleship tools that would make a huge difference. And today is my last day to offer these, and I really encourage you to please get them. They would make a huge difference in your life. You know, one other thing I'd like to do, and I just want to relate this, that when, you know, like I said, the Lord put this on my heart 43 years ago to start making disciples. It's why I became a teacher instead of a preacher. I've already talked about all of these things. And the results that I'm seeing now just far outweigh anything that we've ever done. And it's because we are now discipling people to a greater degree than we ever have. And God has spoken to me to step this up. We're reorganizing everything so that we're going to line things up that if a person needs to be discipled in the area of healing, we're going to have just step 1 through 15 or whatever material I know about it. And same thing in finances and relationships and just all of these things. We're trying to reorganize our whole ministry and make it just available so that people can get the information and the growth and the maturity that they need. But our Bible school has become one of the major ways of doing this. And I just feel like it's appropriate today. We've been talking about discipleship. And I want to share with you a little DVD that my television crew has put together about what we're doing. We have to go to the next level. Right now, we have a facility that can accommodate about 500 people maximum, and we now are at 400, over 400. We are just about maxed out. Using the facility next door from a local church that I've been friends with the pastor for many decades, we're going to be able to extend our time here a little bit, but it's just time that we've got to do something. And so anyway, this DVD will explain a lot about what's happening. And I'd like for you to watch this because really this is discipleship. This is what we're talking about. And I honestly believe that God has now given me a vehicle that we could literally impact the world through making disciples right here in Colorado Springs. So watch this, and I'll come back at the end of the program today.
Each day we begin our broadcast with Welcome to the Gospel Truth, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And we say that because that's my heart. That's really the purpose of this ministry. In the very beginning, God impressed on me that we needed to make disciples, and this has evolved into Charis Bible College. I'd like you to watch the following message because this is going to chart my course for the rest of my life.
And the things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
Until 1994, starting a Bible college was the last thing on Andrew's mind. However, the Lord had a plan. He imprinted 2 Timothy 2:2 on Andrew's heart. Paul, writing to Timothy, told him to take the things that he had learned and commit them to faithful men who would be able to teach others also. This scripture captures the heart of something called discipleship. Disciples are students taught by a mentor who in turn are able to teach based on a living relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't call his followers to make converts. He empowered them to make disciples. And so, in 1994, Charis Bible College opened its doors. This 2-year school of practical Christianity graduated a first class of 33 disciples in 1996. 14 more graduating classes have followed, with Charis Bible College graduates going from Colorado Springs into the whole world, making disciples. Meet Charis Bible College graduate Carrie Pickett, class of 1999. Carrie has established dozens of Bible schools across Russia, with a goal to establish 1,500 in the next 10 years.
I remember I used to carry around my Bible. I didn't understand it, but I carried it around with me because I knew that one day I would be able to teach this. So when I came up here, I remember sitting in on one class that Andrew taught, and then I sat in on a second class that another teacher taught, and I took so many pages of notes and got so much revelation and felt so much peace and excitement about the Word. At that moment, I said, this is where I'm going to school. I didn't find out anything else of how long it was, how much it was, anything like that. I just knew this is the place for me because more than a missions program and, you know, all this practical training and some of these other programs, I knew that the Word is what I needed.
With over a decade of experience in Russia, Carrie directs Charis Bible Training Center, St. Petersburg, with her husband, Mike. She also directed the recent launch of Andrew Womack TV in the Russian language, broadcast daily across the 11 time zones of this vast mission field, as well as to Russian-speaking communities around the world.
God has given us a plan, and He's given us the tools through Andrew, and we're seeing people change forever.
Meet Charis Bible College graduate Leland Shores, class of 2004.
Andrew's school, everything that we learned is fundamentally based on the concept of discipleship.
Leland has discipled hundreds of pastors in Uganda for more than 5 years, culminating in the opening of Charis Bible College, Kampala. He also directs the Andrew Womack Bookstore, where discipleship is a daily way of life.
Me and Dad were going to India. It was absolute.
We had this idea that we were going to have packs on our backs
and Bibles in our hands,
and we were going to go preaching in the remote villages where the name of Christ has never been heard.
Meet Charis Bible College graduates Russ, David, and Judith Forgeston, class of 2007. In just 2 years, this extended family of disciples has established Charis Bible College, Chennai, India, with 60 first-year students, while managing 162 microcredit loans for small businesses among the city's poor. With these and so many other CBC disciples working in ministries and as individual disciples around the world, the real size of the harvest is almost impossible to imagine. It is said you can count the number of seeds in an apple, but you can never count the number of apples in a single seed. From humble beginnings in 1994, Charis Bible College, Colorado Springs, has experienced growth beyond expectations. The 2008-2009 school year alone saw a 45% increase in enrollment, and the growth continued in the 2009-2010 school year, with more than 400 students attending classes in our ministry building. 475 students are expected for the 2010-2011 school year. Thanks to the generosity of a church next door, the school will gain much-needed parking space this year. But there is a limit. Soon, the Colorado Springs Fire Marshal will be able to force CBC to turn students away for inadequate classroom space. This is the challenge we share with the partners and friends of Andrew Womack Ministries. Will we find a way to accommodate the growth of Charis Bible College? Or will we one day find ourselves saying no to another Kerry Pickett? Another Leland Shores? Another Russ, David, or Judith Ferguson?
I don't believe that it's God's will for us to turn any students away. I mean, we debated this and we considered all of our options and actually considered breaking the school up into pieces, into limiting enrollment, but I just believe that the need is so big that God wants us to do everything we can to help meet that need and send disciples out that'll make a difference in our world. So we began a process, and I haven't got time to share all of it, but it's a miracle what God did. And God led us to this property where I'm standing, and we literally got this property for pennies on a dollar. It would have cost us 5 to 6 times as much money to get something with less potential than to get what we've got. I believe it's a godsend. I believe that the Lord directed us to it, and I am confident that this is God's direction for this ministry.
The first phase of the Charis Bible College campus has already been funded and completed. Architects have finalized the designs, and the vision has been set down to accommodate the student body of the future. Here on this very site, where the new campus buildings will one day stand, we place a chair. And in that chair, we see students who have applied to attend Charis Bible College. Each one is a seed of unlimited potential, a disciple who will one day graduate and go out to disciple others. Like all students, they'll pay tuition. But tuition alone will not build a foundation on this hilltop. It will not supply the support beams, the roof, the floor. It will not build a classroom around this desk, nor will it construct the offices for faculty, an assembly room for the student body, provide heat in winter, overhead projectors, desks, and chairs for everyone. No, for these things we must depend on foundation builders, special partners and friends who share the vision of 2 Timothy 2:2 with Andrew, those who recognize the potential in a single seed. Those who know that the message of God's love and grace has the power to change a life, and that same message will change the world.
I plan to spend the rest of my life fulfilling 2 Timothy 2:2, but I need your help. I'm asking you to join me. Jamie and I can't do this by ourselves. It's our partners that have brought us to this place of unlimited potential where we literally can impact the world. And I ask you to consider becoming a part of this so that we will never have to say no to a student, so that we'll be able to train people up and send them around the world, and together we are going to make a difference.
And I pray that that blesses you. I don't know, you know, people's perception about things. They sometimes are very skeptical and wonder about, am I building my own kingdom or all of these kind of things? And I don't have any way to convince you. I just have to tell you that I really believe God has led me to do this. I believe that over 43 years of ministry, that God has brought me to a place to where I now have an influence in the body of Christ. And over these people, especially that come to our Bible college, that we are making disciples. We have results. You know, you saw on this video, this DVD, about Kerry Pickett and Leland Shores. And there are just many, many other, all the Forgestons. And we've got people in South Africa and Belize and in England and all over the world. We've got people that are being raised up, and the potential is just tremendous. But they have to be trained. You know, you can either go through the school of hard knocks, or you can go to a school and learn at somebody else's expense. But everybody has to be trained. I went through the school of hard knocks, and if you survive, it makes a great testimony. But you know what? I believe that I could have learned things a lot easier if I would have had somebody there to disciple me. So I just really believe that over 43 years of ministry, God has now opened up a door, and I really believe that God is raising this ministry up to start making disciples in the good news, not the bad news of religion, and that they are going to go out. And we have started a third-year program. There's so much that I'd like to say on this, and I just don't have time to say it. But our third-year program is specifically designed to get people into the churches. We're training people to be pastors, youth directors, assistant pastors, business administrators, people that work in television, and just all kinds of accounting and helps ministry types of things. I mean, we are giving very specific training, and the purpose is that we believe that this Bible college is going to be recognized, and when people have vacancies in their churches to fill, they're going to be calling us, and we're going to be sending people into all of these places, and we believe we're going to impact the body of Christ. We're raising our students up and telling them that they need to get involved in their local government. They need to get on city council, and they need to start doing things. I really believe that God is raising up a group of people, that we are motivating people to go out and be world changers. But you know what? To do that, we are maxed out right here. We've got to take some step. And I know that when we start talking about millions of dollars to build a building, that there is skepticism and people wonder about, are we going over the top and what we're doing. Honestly, we got this property in Woodland Park for about 1/3 to 1/4 the price of what it was worth, and about 1/5 what we would have had to pay for anything else. It's actually the cheapest option to go. The only thing is that the building we're going to put on, it's going to be a nice building. It's not going to be extravagant, but it'll be nice. I believe God wants us to honor Him. He gave us this beautiful place, and I don't believe He wants us to junk it up with putting something there. So it's going to be a nice building. But, you know, what we could have probably gotten an old warehouse someplace. We could have broken the school up into first, second, and third year, separated the ministry. There may have been some other options, but I just believe that this is what God has led us to do. So I've shared all of this with you today just to say that in order to do this, we're going to need people to help us. And I'd like to just unashamedly ask you to be a part of this. I really believe that what we're doing is unique in the sense that we are making disciples. There are other places that are making disciples, but then the message, the balance between grace and faith that God has shown me, and I'm reproducing it in people. As far as I know, it's unique. I'm sure that it's being done on a small scale someplace, but I don't think that anybody has raised up a major Bible school that is teaching these things. And I really believe that this is something that God has desired, and I think it has a potential of making a huge difference. You know, today, people are just, especially Christians who are concerned about the societies that they live in, they are just really bothered about the direction we're going. And they spend lots of time praying, and they want changes, and they get frustrated, and they call into talk shows, and they vent, and we do all of these things. I felt some of those same things. But like the old adage says, instead of cursing the darkness, turn on a light. This is something that I have seen work. I've seen it change nations. I've got to meet with presidents and first lady in other countries. I'm seeing nations change. We have testimonies by the thousands. This is an opportunity for you to do something that instead of cursing the darkness will turn on a light. I don't believe one person's going to do it. I don't think I'm going to change everything. But I have a potential to influence thousands of people through this Bible school who in turn can go out, and each one of them can influence thousands of people. And as a team, as a group, making disciples, I believe that we can change the world that we live in. I don't believe that we have to just sit here and be frustrated and vent, that there are things that we can do. And it's not going to be only politics. We need to raise up disciples, people that have the right message and that can turn the hearts of people back. And I really believe that God has given us that opportunity. And I'd like to just ask you to pray about your part in this. You know, we have a group of people that we call foundation builders that give on a monthly basis to help this project come along. It's going to be about a 3-year project from now, or at least it could be longer. And we are asking people to help us monthly because we have monthly expenses. There's other people that just give a one-time gift. You know, if you would call the number that you have on your screen, there are people there that can explain things to you. They can help you and give you any information that you need. But I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner and helping us to do this. You know, as that video stated, our students pay tuition. But this tuition only helps us to run the school and to pay our staff. And there's a lot of expenses involved in having thousands of people come and into a school and be discipled. But their tuition is never going to pay for the building of these buildings. And I'm believing God to do this debt-free. That's what I really want to believe. And I believe that it could happen. There are millions of people watching this program right now. And you know, some people, when we get to talking about big figures, they think, well, I can't give a lot. You know what? A small gift by millions of people would be huge. If you would just do whatever God encourages you to do, that would be fine. Also, sometimes people forget that, you know, if you give on a systematic basis, if you give $10 a month over a year, that's a $120 gift. I mean, that's less than what most people spend on Cokes or coffee. I mean, you could spend $30 or $40 a month on that. Just a gift like that would add up to a $300 or $400 gift in a year's time. So don't think that your gift is too small. You can multiply it by being a monthly partner if you'd like to do that, or if you want to give a one-time gift, just whatever God has called you to do. You know, I don't make very many appeals on this program. Those of you that have watched this program know that. I'm doing this really just because I believe that this is what God wants me to do. We need people to stand with us. So you pray about it. We have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call and just have somebody tell them what you want to do. Or you pray about it and you write us. We have information our announcer will be sharing with you. And praise God, I want to thank you in advance for your help.
If you'd like to join with Andrew in preparing thousands of faithful men and women to reach the world with the message of God's unconditional love and grace, become a foundation builder today. To become a foundation builder, you can go to our website, awmi.net, click on Partnerships, then click on Foundation Builders and follow the instructions. Andrew's complete teaching titled Discipleship Evangelism is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD series when you contact us. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the discipleship package. Andrew considers these resources so important, he'd like to get them to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering this package to you for a gift of just $95 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD series when you order. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
Even when I was living in the world, I knew God loved me. My mom taught me that God loved me. But I was pretty self-centered, so the thing that God worked with me was on self-centeredness.
As long as there is self-trust, as long as you think, God, what a wise choice you made in choosing me. I can see the wisdom. I'm an awesome person. You just get me on the stage and I can handle it from here. If that's your attitude, you're destined to fail. You need to come to a place to where you recognize that you, without Christ, can do nothing.
I moved out of Hindu mysticism and started getting interested in New Age thinking.
I never knew what I was doing. I was in like identity crisis.
I was at work one day and I was looking out the window waiting for the elevator, and God spoke to my heart and he said, Nicola, don't be afraid of the unknown.
After you start sowing the word in your heart and you start conceiving, after a while you build up momentum. And it's like you're going 1,000 miles an hour. And you know what? You just can't make a U-turn when you're going 1,000 miles an hour. Man, you have to slow down. It takes a long time to slow down and to apply the brakes and turn around. There are some of you that are moving so slowly that if a pebble got in your way, you wouldn't have enough momentum to get over it.
And I realized that my life was not going 1,000 miles an hour, because U-turns were still possible. And I realized when I listened to that one tape that I wanted to get to a place where my life was fast enough so that there was no turning around.
The transition actually happened before I came to CBC. God woke me up one morning early in 2004 and asked me to sell my home and everything, and I said okay. I had originally thought about going and spending time in monasteries around the United States, and I knew my mom wouldn't be too happy about that since she's born again and spirit-filled. And I called her one day and I told her what I was planning. She said, you know, I think that's great. I'm just going to start praying for you.
Coming to CBC was a real faith test for me. It was a real trusting God thing. You know, I don't know anybody. I don't have a job. And I came here and God was so faithful to me. He provided for me. He provided for my mom. He took care of her every single month, which was just a miracle. It was a total absolute miracle. God came up with a lot of money out of nowhere every single month.
I said, what is the challenge? What's the biggest challenge for you when thinking of you're going to India? And he said, there's no challenge. And I remember in the beginning, I thought, that's not honest. You know, there are challenges.
We knew that we were called. And so that was the main drive.
We had this idea that we were going to have packs on our backs
and Bibles in our hands,
and we were going to go preaching in the remote villages where the name of Christ has never been heard.
I can't be a missionary because I don't like being on stage in front of people. And just through coming to CBC and going on the missions trip, I saw that, you know, it's not mission. Missions isn't only being out there in the public eye. It's also being back there behind the scenes.
People don't know that God loves them. People don't really understand their salvation. But I'm going to tell you, God has given us a plan, and he's given us the tools through Andrew, and we're seeing people change forever. And it's not just surface. It is in their spirit, and they've got it.